It's Friday, the 16th of August, and I am Leonard Vidbian with your 7am news bulletin. The World Health Organization has declared the Mpox outbreak, formerly known as monkeypox, in parts of Africa as a public health emergency of international concern. The disease has claimed at least 450 lives in the DRC and is spreading rapidly across Central, East Africa, as well as Europe, according to Al Jazeera. Scientists are alarmed by the fast transmission and high fatality rate of the new variant. Health and Social Services Minister Kalumbi Shangula confirmed that no cases have been reported locally as yet.
We have structures in place which can be activated at any time if there is a leak. Now, suppose our surveillance system has detected a case or suspected a case, what we do? We create our emergency system at national level, at regional level, and at district level.
Local health practitioner and former Minister of Health, Dr. Bernard Haufiku, explains the symptoms of Mpox.
It creates lumps and bumps on your skin, almost like the old smallpox, or it can resemble chickenpox. And you may have fever, you may feel headache, you may have a nausea, usual vomiting, lack of appetite. So when you see those things or see someone with those symptoms, it's important that you report to the health facility and seek help early on so that you get treated.
The Agriculture, Water and Land Reform Minister Carl Schletwein is visiting the Omaheke and Oshodonjupa regions from 12 to 21 August. He's meeting with regional leaders, communal land boards, resettlement committees and both communal and commercial farmers. Schletwein is advocating for greater investment in the agriculture sector, which supports approximately 70% of Namibia's population.
And the facts are clear. 70% of Namibia's population is directly or indirectly linked to agriculture for their livelihood. That statistic may not be ignored, because if we do not invest in agriculture, we do a disfavor to 70% of the population.
In South Africa, EFF leader Julius Malema has vowed unwavering commitment to the party, declaring he will be buried with the EFF flag. This follows the resignation of Deputy President Floyd Shivambu and Mzwanele Manyi joining Jacob Zuma's MK party. Malema assured members that the party's headquarters in Johannesburg will remain open and operational. Briefing the media, Malema confirmed that no deputy president replacement will be made before the December conference.
When he sent me a letter, I felt the same pain when I received the news of the passing away of my mother. Because Floyd, to me, is not just a comrade, he's a brother. And he will remain a brother even when he pursues his political career differently.
The Nigerian government has accused a Chinese company of attempting to seize its assets overseas, including presidential jets, according to a government spokesperson on Thursday. Reuters says presidential spokesperson Bayo Onanuga stated that Zhongshan Fusheng Industrial Investment Co. is employing unorthodox means to target Nigerian government property, despite having no contractual ties with the federal government. The United Nations Children's Fund says if polio vaccines don't get distributed immediately, children in Gaza will die. 1.2 million doses of the vaccine have been approved by the World Health Organization following the discovery of polio virus type 2 in July by the Global Polio Laboratory Network in sewage samples collected in Gaza. Corresponding for us is Jody Jacobs.
But this is near impossible with the ongoing fighting.
How can we ask children to go to health centers to receive vaccination if they could get killed on their way there?
Only 48 out of the 107 primary health facilities in Gaza remain operational, with some 600,000 children needing to be vaccinated. Jody Jacobs, New York.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.